The Family's First Coronavirus Response Act, enacted by the U.S. government on March 18th, expands federal funding for state Medicaid programs on the conditions that states not implement any restrictions that would result in lower Medicaid enrollment. Reclaim Idaho, the nonpartisan volunteer group responsible for getting Medicaid expansion on the Idaho ballot in 2018, is focusing much of their energy letting Idahoans know the Medicaid expansion program now will operate just as voters intended, with no restrictions and no sideboards. Communications Director Jeremy Gugino says the timing of Idaho's Medicaid expansion in relation to the COVID-19 global pandemic has been a godsend for many in the state.
Right around 70,000 people have signed up for Medicaid expansion throughout the state of Idaho. When people were voting for Medicaid expansion, I don't think anyone had a worldwide pandemic on their minds. But now that it's hit, it could not have come at a more crucial time for the men, women, and children of the state of Idaho as we're trying to get through the COVID-19 pandemic.
Work has been ongoing for Reclaim Idaho. The group has been engaged in a statewide virtual tour to raise eligibility awareness.
We've been holding virtual town halls over video conferencing all throughout the state, North Idaho, North Central, Southern Idaho. We are encouraging volunteers to reach out to friends and family that they suspect might be eligible for Medicaid expansion, but who have not signed up yet. And we are hoping and encouraging people to do the same just on their own.
The statewide tour wraps up in Pocatello today. For details, listeners can visit reclaimidaho.org or search for the group on social media sites. Reporting for KISU, I'm Jamin Anderson.